My name is Wojciech Solarz. I work for the Institute of Nature Conservation, Polish Academy of Sciences in Krakow, Poland.
When we talk about alien and invasive species, what are the issues that most concern you?
The most concerning thing is that many of these species are threatening biodiversity at the global and local scale, and that the level of knowledge about this problem is so low.
What species are we talking about?
Alien species, these are species which were accidentally or intentionally brought outside of their native areas for different purposes. The majority of these species are harmless or even beneficial to the local economies. However, there is a small minority of these species which in these new areas behave badly, and they are so expensive that they negatively affect native species or native habitats or native ecosystems.
Can you give us some examples of what these species are?
The worst villains at the European scale, one of the worst species are ruddy duck and American gray squirrel. Ruddy duck is an American species which was brought for ornamental purposes to Europe, and it escaped or was released from aviaries, from private collections, and started to spread and then globally threatened native white-headed duck. The main problem is that both species hybridize, which is very bad from the conservation point of view. This is why the pan-European program of eradication of ruddy duck started a few years ago and is rather successful. The other example of the American gray squirrel, again, they were brought for ornamental purposes for private collections. Back in the 19th century, they were brought to Great Britain and then spread, threatening native red squirrel. The main problem is that the American species carries smallpox virus, which is almost harmless to the American species, but for the native red squirrel is a deadly disease. The same species was introduced in the middle of the 20th century to Italy and to a few places in Italy, and it spreads there also, which if nothing is done, then it may threaten red squirrels at the continent.
Is there also a concern that pet shops may well be helping this problem to get worse?
Yes, pet shops may act in both directions, I would say, by selling pets which are really invasive. They may worsen the problem, because if they don't comply to international standards and they still sell species which should not be sold, then sooner or later these species will find these species out in natural environment, because they will either escape or will be released. But it must be stressed that without private sector, without pet shops, this problem practically cannot be solved, because the potential of these pet shops to raise the awareness of the owners about the problem is immense. And this is why we tend to see pet shops and pet industry as more as a part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
So what should be done then, generally, to deal with this issue of alien and invasive species?
Number one priority, and it is stressed both in the European strategy and also at the global scale, is raising awareness. Because, as I said at the beginning, given the scale of the problem, the level of awareness is drastically low. Many people know about cutting off of tropical forests or pollution or global warming, but very few people know that they may contribute significantly to the problem by keeping an animal or growing a plant which they should not grow or keep. And the other thing is introducing more stringent regulations about keeping, importation and trade of species which are really most invasive. We are not talking about very many species, and we are not talking about restrictions that would put the end to the pet industry or ornamental plant industry. We are only talking about really a very small subset of species which should be somehow restricted.